Give me a minute.
It's great to have a reminder of why we're doing this, right? I think that's why I come to events like this. I love the theme, making a difference. What kind of a difference is that making for every person that Dr. Caldwell shared? And being a mother of younger children at one point, I remember, I used to say, Niken helped me stop wearing my shoulders as earrings. Any of you felt like that? We have so much stress, right? It helped me just kind of let that go and just live, right? So thank you for making a difference. And so many people that we've heard are really making a difference. The couple we're about to hear from has made a difference. Many of you are here today because they had the courage to make a difference. Please help me welcome up Royal Ambassadors Dennis and Ruth Williams. $5,000, isn't it? Well, I'm wasting $5,000, and I'm halfway through.
I think I made a good decision. But, you know, the personnel in the next shoe is going to be 327 double. Oh my gosh, that third shoe costs $167,000. I think I made a mistake with 5 men on that shoe. I'm kind of nervous about the last shoe. Well, you should be. Because the first nail is going to be, what, 83,000 double. Oh my gosh, time you get done, that doggone horse cost almost $43 million. And that's kind of how our business is. But if you ever quit at shoe one or quit at shoe two, you got to stick around long enough to keep things happening to get to the third and fourth one, right? So that fourth is your platinum there. So hang in there, you make it bigger, go, duplicate, get more people in your group. A lot of people do a little bit. The wonderful products that we have, you're going to do it. Okay? Thank you, Dr. Sabrina Rubio. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, it was fun doing that with you, Ken, instead of horseshoes.
Okay, right over here. A little bit further over here. That way we can see the light on your face and we can get you in the picture.
Okay, so the first thing, my part of the program today is success strategies, and if you want to be able to make more than you pay for the horseshoes, you probably need some strategies. And one of the advantages we had is we had been in network marketing before. I guess I'm moving in. And so we had some ideas of what to do and what not to do. And so I'm going to go really pretty fast through these slides and focus on a couple of things that I see people getting where they get stuck. Okay? So, first, you have to realize the value of what you have, because that just makes you kind of glow. You realize what you've got, and you've got something really special to give to people. It really makes you want to talk to people, right? And so, but the thing I find that people have trouble with is just getting started. And so I hope I'll say something that will help you be able to help us all get started a little bit better. Well, we know we have these steps to take that will help us to be able to get be successful, and they're the ones you've all heard before: set the goal, make a plan, get to work, stick to it, and meet your goal. You move. And keep your mind on that, but your action, keep it moving. So, I found that there's a magic word. Dennis and I just went on a cruise, and even before I got to the cruise, when I was talking to people, I had some outside help, and so I had agreed that if I had people put in front of me, that I would talk to them, because Heavenly Father had sent them to me. And so, first thing you want to do is pray for help, so that makes so much difference. All through our business, we had so many miracles, and we have even some on this trip. But the thing is, you have to use the magic word, and I think a magic word is wellness. I've been hearing people say, no, that's out of date and everything. But I think, you know, you hear about these things that happen, and they happen a little bit more and a little bit more, and all of a sudden they come into their own. And when I had these people just kind of appear almost in front of me, and I knew that they wanted to know something that I had to tell them, I would say, visit, you know, kind of visit. And then I would say, well, what do you guys do? And usually it goes, where are you from? And then, what do you do there? And we'd ask them those questions, and they'd ask us that. And then I would say, well, we have a wellness business. And they would just like light up. They would light up and they'd say, wellness? It was just like I had some kind of a magic word that they had just been waiting for me to tell them about. And they would even say, and a lot of the people that happened to be in front of me usually had something to do with wellness. Sometimes they were an RN. Sometimes they were just looking for a way to have wellness. And I don't know where the time thing is. Oh, you have it. Okay, good. All right, so, as a time man, thank you. So then they said wellness, and a lot of them said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I want to do something that has to do with wellness. And some of them said, that's what I want to do. Well, you just have to talk to them some more. And so I would use that magic word, and then the next thing that is important is to talk, get their information, right? We've got to send them some information, you've got to contact them. And so some years ago, I knew that I wanted to get their information. I was carrying away around 3x5 cards. Sometimes they had lines on them, sometimes they didn't. It just didn't seem very professional. So I told Dennis, I want a card like this. So he made me one. And I've been using it ever since. And people just seem to be happy to be filling it out. I usually check and be sure that they have, I can read what they wrote. And sometimes I think, this was before I started doing the wellness thing and just talking to them about other things, sometimes I suspected that they put a different email on there than what their written email really was. But you never know because you can't get a hold of them. Okay, so this is what we put together, and that has been working out really well. And I usually would say, I'll send you some information if you fill this out. Sometimes I'd say, I'll send you a video, depending on what they were talking about. And okay, now then, the other thing, forever I've had a problem with, but I don't have this problem anymore, especially since we have text. I love text. So follow up soon, like as fast as you can. Send a personal note, not a group note. And you remember then, when you have that little card, you write on the back what they did, what they were interested in, anything that was special about them. You write that on there, because in the personal note, you're going to say something about that. And that just helps them to remember that we kind of communicated and made a friend. I made a friend, and so I'm talking to them. Okay, so, and you're going to call, and maybe to invite them, or if there's an event, if they're in your area. We're calling them to ask them a little bit more about what they're interested in, and that we can send them something, depends on if they live nearby or not, right? Okay. So, and then, if you are inviting someone, and you send them a note that you're going to have an event in their area, and sometimes Dennis just happens to be going somewhere where they live. It just happens that way. I'll call them up and know that I don't have an event, and I'll have him go there, so tell him that he's going there, so then we'll have one. Sometimes we'll ask them to just join us in an event, of course. But we want to then, if we're inviting them, we want to send them a text, tell them about the event, send them the flyer, and then we want, just before the event, to call them and make sure they're coming. And that seems just logical, and I know you guys are all doing that every single time, right? Yeah. Okay, and we had one with Violet here. She had one, we were coming to Utah, so Carrie had her special friend Violet, who is a massage therapist, and we knew that she wanted to build a business, so I gave her a call and said, well, we're coming down. Would you like to get the people together? And she did a super job. She had like five or six ladies and one guy. And he was in a business especially. And it was just turned out to be really a good meeting, didn't it, Violet? She did such a good job of getting people there. And I bet she called them more than once. So, now the other thing, how much time do I have now? 2.5 minutes to tell you how to build business. Okay, there's one thing that is most important, and that is, we learned this from our other business the hard way. When you have first level selling, Dennis said we got 15, and I am counting up what we had in that business. Over years, we had 33 wives. And we didn't do them all at once, it was just year after year after year. And they just kept, they'd get them going, and then they just disappear. And I did not want that to happen again. And so the rule is that you've got to keep going down under them. You guys have heard me talk about this before, some of you. And until you find somebody that gets so excited they can't keep their mouth shut, or they recognize the business and they know what to do. And that is a diamond in the making. And so then you're going to start working with them and help them to build. And in the meantime, you go back up and talk to your upline, or their upline, and you tell them what is, they have a diamond down there, And then they will have to get ready, get busy, or they will not be able to be able to earn their income on them. They have to have more legs. So that's how it used to be. Now they just have to be sure they have their volume. If you go down six levels, since we get paid on six levels down, you can figure out how many people do you have with the first level, the second level, and if you add them all up, six levels all the way down is almost 60,000 people. So wouldn't that be fun? So another thing you can do right at the beginning is draw out a chart like this. And then you have to fill it up. And I don't draw them all of them, I just draw a few and then fill them up. And I've done that over the years now. And so certainly encourage you to make one yourself, and then you can be a royal diamond. So go out there, and I hope that these strategies will help you to be more successful.